to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Welcome to this episode of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Got Gene on the line with me. Gene, how are you, man?
All right, how you doing, Will?
I'm doing good. Everyone, you guys can do what Gene did. You can dial 706-993-4606. Let me hear what you thought about the Super Bowl. Let me know what you think about the coach killer, LeBron James. Let me know what you... looking at in the AD deal with the Pelicans and the possible Lakers deal. Understand that the Lakers came up with another offer. And I got some questions about that second offer. But we'll get into that. But again, the number for you guys to call in is 706-993-4606. All right. First thing we're going to talk about, we're going to go ahead and put a bow on this thing because we did a pre and post show yesterday. The New England Patriots defeat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3, Super Bowl 53. 13-3 goes to the Patriots. Tom Brady wins ring number 6. I was disappointed in this game. I picked the Rams to win. I thought the Rams were going to come out a lot better than what they did. But it was a defensive struggle. Gene liked it. I know a lot of folks didn't. But Gene liked it.
Yeah, and, I liked it. Everybody.
Go ahead. And before we get into Gene's thoughts and analysis, I just wanted to go over a few things real quick. Numbers-wise, Tom Brady was 21-35, 262 yards. QBR 25.8, quarterback rating 71.4. Jared Goff for the Rams, 19-38, 229 yards. 13.4 QBR, 57.9 rating. Then we go down to the rushing attack of each team. Sonny Michel, I said in the pregame show that was going to be one thing the Rams would have to stop. He almost runs for 100 yards, 18 carries, 94 yards, and a touchdown. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles rushing game is on a milk carton somewhere. That jink missing in action. Todd Gurley had 10 carries for 35 yards. C.J. Anderson had 7 carries for 22 yards. Robert Woods, 1 carry for 5 yards. That missing in action still on the milk carton. Something's got to be going on with Todd Gurley because he should have got a lot more uses last night. On the receiving end for the Patriots, Julian Edelman, 10 receptions, 141 yards receiving, followed by Gronk, 6 receptions to 87 yards. Meanwhile, for the Los Angeles Rams, Brandon Cooks, 8 receptions for 120 yards and 1 drop touchdown. Robert Woods, 5 receptions for 70 yards. So, also, your MVP was Julian Edelman. But I have a question on that. So, now that we've gone over all the numbers and got you caught up a little bit into the game insight, Gene, what was your thoughts on this Super Bowl?
Well, like we talked about earlier, like I said, I thought that everybody thought it was a boring game. You know, by halftime, you know, if you looked on Facebook or Twitter, this game is boring. Oh, this game is boring. That's because there was no excitement on the offensive end for both teams. You score a total of 3 points in the first half of a Super Bowl, you know, and they were, I think people were looking for the Rams to be this explosive team that they was throughout the season. And like I said, it broke down. I thought it was a great chess match between defenses. Wade Phillips was brilliant for for the Rams, and I thought the Patriots were brilliant on defense on their end because they had to play that well all season long, especially lockdown. I mean, they gave up more. I mean, you know, they gave up 120 to Brandon Cooks, but they also kept the pressure on them enough to where he wasn't catching any passes. Not anything of any significance downfield, per se. Everything was up close. But for the most part, whoever thought it was boring, oh well. I thought that it was one of the most strategic games because you're looking at Tom Brady. I mean, he's 42? He's aging. I mean, come on. I mean, he's definitely not going to be he's like John Elway was when John Elway finished out the season and won a Super Bowl. It was horrible on offense, and his defense kept him in the game. And that's what teams do that know what they have in their quarterback. If we can keep, you know, if we can keep D-lines or blitzes off of him and shooting your front four and keeping them off the quarterback, you'll have a good game. But once you get a little pressure, then it's going to be some problems. And that's what happened with Goff. He was like a deer in headlights.
Yep.
For most of the night.
Yep.
It was so much pressure. Unbelievable pressure. And it was a couple sacks, well, partial sacks, that early in the season, they were calling those as roughing the passer that they let slide last night. And I liked that. But I said the biggest difference in this game was in the second half, in the third quarter. There was an adjustment made for the New England Patriots that helped them get those 10 points they needed in the fourth quarter. It eventually panned out. And that was they went to a double tight end set, and it opened up Julian Edelman. By the second quarter, they were starting to slow him down a little bit. When the third quarter opened up, right middle of that third quarter, they was kicking it out the Gronk. They kicked it to him a couple times, but the main objective was to get everything underneath. If we could just stay underneath, throw these intermediate passes, and we let Sonny Michel. It was once again very simple football being played. Nothing extraordinary. Nobody tried to take the top off of defenses. Everything was in front of defenses, but right at it. But that big adjustment that Josh McDaniels made the second half when they went down to a double tight end set, which made the Rams load the box up more. And that is where they got Edelman at in the middle of the field. So it was, and they had a trouble whose assignment it was going to be. You can see they got a little confused back there. Mm-hmm. So that was the key to that whole game. And like I said earlier, the Rams head coach, I like him because he's honest. Because you got out coached the second half, and I didn't see not too much of an adjustment made. Period. They played the same way they played the whole game.
Give me a second. I got someone else calling in. I hate the freaking Skype. Oh, my goodness. I hate the freaking Skype. Let me see. But, yeah, I'm also trying to get a hold of Rage, everybody. Rage wanted me to save him a seat tonight. And for all of you who don't know Rage, Rage is one of the Patriots fans from Rant-N Radio. So, definitely, you definitely want to hear his take on this. Let's see. I can't get this back. There we go. Let me see. Come back to me. There we go. Anyway, let's start off the Super Bowl for one second. Let's talk about your boy LeBron real quick. The coach killer.
Mm-hmm.
What did you
think? Bonafide coach killer. bona fide coach killer. He done got the posse together and said, look, we got to get this joker up out of here. So I need y'all to go start a fight with him. LeBron is something else. And like I said, you know, we everybody know, the listeners know, LeBron is my guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's the GOAT. But
sure do.
Every chance he get, the only, I'm going to tell you, the only, and that was because of Pat Riley, but the only coach that he didn't go after was Spoelstra. He might have had a couple words with him, but it never came to the fact that we need to get rid of Spoelstra. It never came out.
Right.
They had a, it was kind of bumpy, like the first year and a half or whatever that he was there. The first year it was a little bumpy, but D-Wade was running things. Then when he turned it over to LeBron, it was shut. Everybody shut up and let him play. But Spoelstra, he never, and that was because of Pat Riley controlled that very well down there. But everywhere else, everybody got to go.
Yeah.
LeBron gave you 5 games, and if you don't do nothing in 5 games, it's time to go.
Hey, nah. Who we got with us on the line?
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Everyone is Rage. Rage, how you doing, man?
I'm great. I would just like to know if everybody's going to proceed in kissing my ass now.
No.
Well, hey,
good.
I went for the goal. I knew Tom Brady and company could pull that out.
Well, as you should. You shouldn't deny the abilities of one Thomas Brady.
Who?
Seventh round pick out of Michigan.
Yep.
But see, no. Y'all didn't want to listen.
Look here, man.
Y'all were like, they're not gonna beat that high power Chargers offense. No, they're not gonna beat Phillip Rivers and Melvin Gordon. But then we stomp them out. Oh, but you're not gonna beat Patrick Mahomes and that offense in Kansas City. But then we beat them. And then y'all were like, oh, you're not beating that defense. You're not beating the Rams and Todd Gurley. No, you ain't beating them. And then we end up beating them.
Oh God!
I told y'all they were going to get their Lombardi Trophy, and y'all just shot it down. And now here we are with our 6th Lombardi Trophy. Proceed in kissing my ass.
I got a question. Everybody who said they told them.
For business.
Can I ask a question? Everybody saying they told somebody something. Did you tell somebody that Brandon Cook's gonna drop a touchdown pass right in the hands? Did you say that? Okay. You didn't tell nobody that. I'm not saying you just said you told everybody. So I'm just asking what you told. Did you predict?
The Wayland Patriots got
all that. What you said was gonna happen? Because Brandon Cooks dropped the touchdown pass.
Did anybody hear him tell anybody
that Brandon Cooks gonna drop a touchdown? I ain't hear that. On the airwaves.
He should have.
But what I'm saying is the way you're talking is like the game was never in doubt.
Come on, Patriot defense. How about my Patriot defense?
The defense had nothing to do with him dropping the pass.
How about him?
What, they left him wide open? He dropped the pass.
I got another question.
Where was your Patriots defense when they let Brandon Cooks get wide open and Jared Goff?
Sorry, I hear nothing but six rings. I'm not hearing nothing but six rings.
I'm asking the question.
Six rings. Six.
I'm asking a question.
I'm answering it.
With no, you're not. You talking about six rings. I'm asking you a question. The way you style right now, like the game was never in doubt. The Patriots dominated from kickoff to the last time. The game was in doubt. What game were you watching? Okay, let me talk to William.
Ask how many times the Rams got into the red zone. That's the question.
Oh, my God.
So Brandon Cooks ain't dropped two touchdown passes?
Can y'all show some damn respect where respect is due?
I'm asking.
That is what you're
question. I forgot about the other one he dropped.
Can y'all show some respect to the Patriots and Tom Brady, please?
William.
Yes, sir.
Did Brandon Cooks not drop that touchdown in the first half when he's wide open?
He did.
Okay, I forgot about that. So that's two he dropped. And they, in these two sycophants sitting over here like, they dominated like the 2000 Ravens or something.
Oh my God.
Come on, man.
Like, I'm really sitting here.
Come on, man.
Can you give Tom Brady and the New England Patriots some respect?
I ain't giving them nothing.
And that's y'all problem.
How you gonna give respect when you don't throw a touchdown pass?
Zero respect. Greatness when greatness is right in front of you.
We had the same amount of touchdown passes as Tom Brady had last night.
Hold on. My team did just enough to win themselves.
Just
the
enough.
And
Brandon Cook dropped just enough passes for y'all to win.
It was not a pretty game. And for me, I thought it was a good game.
I see why the Patriots cut him loose.
I thought it was a great defensive game between two great defenses. For anybody who had the nerve to say that game was boring are not football fans.
The only reason you're saying it's not boring because your team won.
Exactly.
No. This is not about my team.
Hey, Ray.
Can y'all two calm down, guys? Come up with enough energy
to give Tom Brady and the New England Patriots
credit for what?
Football fans are spoiled with offense.
Get some credit for what?
When y'all are spoiled with such great offensive play and great quarterbacks, now y'all expect a high-scoring game, and y'all didn't get it. You got a master.
Tom Brady played like Dak Prescott last night. I ain't know whether I was watching Tom Brady or Dak Prescott.
That was a fantastic Super Bowl.
Dak Prescott is last night.
I'm gonna tell you what's disrespectful. How the hell you give Julian Edelman the MVP and you ain't give it to Stephon Gilmore? If it weren't for Stephon Gilmore, that pass would have got caught.
I will agree with you. The defense deserved to win MVP.
And then ESPN gonna get all over the Patriots nuts up here talking about Edelman is a Hall of Famer. No, he ain't. That man that had only two thousand yard receiving seasons.
One of the most clutch. William. He is one of the most clutch wide receivers in the national.
He ain't a Hall of Famer.
I've said it for years. That man is better than Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. Which one you smoking, dope or dog?
Look. That man is. Look, I'm gonna put you like this. even if you put him in for team accomplishments, even if you put him in for, to give him the participation award, he better not get in before Hines Ward or Isaac Bruce.
Even Gene had a laugh about you saying he's better. Gene said you take a little too far with that one.
What is Antonio Brown done? What has Odell Beckham done? And plus, when you look at the Hall of Fame, it's not about team titles. It's about individual numbers.
And oh my God!
Right. There's a whole
What I am talking about? Y'all have no respect.
Julian Edelman is better than Julio Jones too, man. He the best number 11 in the NFL. Eh?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Odell Beckham was given a $90 million contract. He was given a multi-million dollar contract with the New York Giants. He got a contract extension. The first thing I told him was, do it in the playoffs. You got the money that you wanted now. Do it in the playoffs. And he ain't do shit in the playoffs as I thought. And now you look at Antonio Brown.
I'm going to tell you like this, Ray.
Out of Pittsburgh, and they haven't done anything either.
Odell Beckham, time after time again,
and y'all continue to disrespect that.
Ray, if Odell Beckham woke up with Julian Edelman talent, he'll go back to sleep.
Ray, can I ask you a question?
How is Julian Edelman a Hall of Famer when he only has 2,000 yard seasons?
Oh my fucking God! Have you seen what the man has done in the postseason?
Catch a bunch of passes.
That puts you in the Boston Hall of Fame. That don't put you in the NFL.
You hear this?
Not touchdown.
Y'all would be kissing their asses right now. But no. Just because he's a New England Patriot, you disrespect.
Hold on, Will. Let me get this guy straight. Because I know the position, a wide receiver. First of all, the reason why Julian Edelman able to catch all the passes is because people sleep on him. I don't know why. They do. They sleep on the man, bro.
When people sleep.
Now, I give you that. I give you this. People do sleep on him. But to say he better than Antonio Brown,
that's a little too far, though. Head and shoulders better than him.
That is so funny.
I tell you what, you call Big Ben and ask him would he rather have Julian Edelman or Antonio Brown.
To show some damn respect for y'all are terrible.
You need to show some respect for Antonio Brown. Here's my thing. If you go back and look from 2009 to 2018, remember he ain't played 2017. The man has only 30 touchdown passes.
Last three Gene, where's Gene at? Gene, you had Gene on. I'm here. Gene got quiet. That man's got 30 touchdown passes for eight years.
I was listening to Ray's, you know he's crazy.
Forget all that. When he say Antonio Brown is better, come on, bro.
Julian Edelman is better than Antonio Brown.
Oh yeah, y'all. Y'all Patriots.
I don't know about that.
Oh my God,
I don't know about that.
Even Gene can't agree with you, Rage.
Bill Belichick is the greatest head coach. I'll say it. he's the greatest head coach.
Now you just jumped to a whole other argument. Now since you couldn't get Gene to agree with you. Now you want to go right some more obvious. We all know that Belichick is a great coach, man. Come on. That's like saying water wet. Come on, bro.
But you still have the nerve to disrespect
you have the nerve. You said no, you disrespected Antonio Brown.
Y'all sit here and say that Bill Belichick is the greatest head coach of all time. But y'all next year
in fantasy, when Julian Edelman and Antonio Brown on the board, I'm gonna cuss you out if you don't take Julian Edelman first.
I'm gonna take Julian Edelman. I'll take Julian Edelman all day, every day.
You gonna do that just to prove a point?
No, no touchdowns.
Just to prove your point.
No,
you're crazy.
Touchdowns. You ain't getting no touchdowns.
Okay, you know what?
You're taking a slot receiver.
I keep asking you the same exact question. What has Antonio Brown done in the postseason?
Bro, it ain't his fault, bro. He playing by himself.
What has he done in the postseason?
He's not playing by himself, though.
You know what?
Is better than Julian Edelman? Has he done in the postseason?
I'm finna look it up right now.
I'll tell you what, I can say this. Eugene probably agree with
him. Junior hasn't even tasted the postseason.
If you put Antonio Brown and Julian Edelman spot on the Patriots, I bet they scored more than 13 points last night. I bet Julian Edelman made
the necessary catches that get us to get us where right. we needed to
get. To keep the ball away from the other team. That's all y'all do. Listen, man. Y'all was playing rope-a-dope last night.
Like I said,
y'all was doing a rope-a-dope.
It didn't need to be
perfect. And kids know it, too. As long as the Rams weren't on the field, y'all was happy.
They did enough to win. They won.
Were playing the rubber door. Let's get to the fourth quarter and hopefully we still in the game. That's the whole game plan.
I do not care. Lombardi Trophy. That's what matters to me. I don't care how they do it. As long as
the rubber door work. It worked for Ali.
They did.
It worked.
All that matters.
It worked. Especially when you got Brandon Cooks dropping touchdown passes. You ain't rope a dope the Eagles, though. You could rope a dope the Eagles.
I don't care about the Eagles. Why are you talking to me about the
Nick Foles? I
don't care what they've done.
William said last night, you got to get an Eagles more props than what you give them.
The both of them combined has still half the rings that Tom Brady got. My man has six.
As long as Tom Brady don't play the NFC East, he all right. He play the
NFC again, Will.
As long as he don't play the NFC East, he'll be all right. The minute he play against the NFC East, loss.
How about beat him? If you're sick and tired of seeing the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl, how about beat them?
Philly did it last year.
Well, the Eagles beat them. And the Giants beat them.
You're tired of seeing them win. You're tired of seeing them in the Super Bowl. Try beating them. But no.
Y'all need to get in a better division. That's the first thing. That's six wins every year. That's six wins.
It's a problem.
Rage, how the hell you beat the y'all just as bad as Alabama?
Play
a bunch of damn nobodies.
Yep, they either get there, lose, or get there, win.
Yep. Hell,
oh my gosh.
I could get up for
y'all. Was hoping y'all had to play Nick Foles again. They was glad when New Orleans not the Eagles out. They want to see Alshon Jeffery no more. Please, don't let us see Alshon Jeffery no more.
Hey, I got a question for you, Rage, on the real. But, Rage, I got a question for you on the real. When Tom Brady and Bill Belichick gone, you still going to be a Patriot fan?
Yes, I will.
Hell no. Hell no.
Yes, I will.
Oh. The same line. Way it was.
Hey, hey, fellas, he say he a Florida Gator fan, but I ain't heard him talk Florida in a minute. Owner.
I got the best owner in sports, and he'll set us up, for future generations.
He got rid of Garofalo. You got rid of your contingency plan.
We'll be fine.
And New England is not a free agent destination, my friend. Whether you know it or not.
We'll be right back in it next year.
Okay.
All right.
You'll see. You'll see.
At least my team makes it. When we say we'll get there, we get there. Unlike some Cowboy fans I know.
It's easy to make it when you start off automatically 6-0, 5-1. We know we got 5 wins, 6 wins already.
Bowl, right? And then the Cowboys finish 8-8, and they don't go nowhere.
Wow, because we got to play in the NFC East.
Oh, well, that's
versus
your problem.
The AFC East.
That's your problem, not mine.
What about when the Green Bay Packers punked and dumped y'all in the Super Bowl? Were you afraid? Was you a fan of the Patriots then? No, he didn't know nothing about that.
On February 3rd, 2019. Talk about what happened on February 3rd, 2019.
Alshon, how y'all put Alshon different on the mound? Back on the mound.
My man got 6 rings.
Who's the only? And out of them six, he should have about 9, but he played the NFC East 3 times.
And he's still second.
What's Brady's record against the NFC East in the Super Bowl?
Kiss the rings, bitches.
It's Nick Foles' ring.
And he's still
a backup quarterback.
And Brady's Brady is still behind Joe Montana.
Oh, please. I don't care.
I want to commend the New Orleans Saints for doing something the Patriots couldn't do, and that was beating the Eagles.
Stop your complaining.
With Nick Foles.
Stop calling us cheaters and do something about it.
The Eagles did do something about it.
You know what, though, on the real though.
Problem, do something.
But you know what? On the real though, fellas, and I am so, and this is the part I am happy about, because I ain't no Sean McVay fan, and I think they exposed Sean McVay. I really do.
Well, I'm not gonna say totally they did, will you? Because it was some throws that Goff should have made that he didn't. He was trying to be greedy, but it was times the Patriots left the middle of the field wide open, and
that's true.
Was throwing deep.
But if you go back, and look at every first down, what did he do? Run?
Yeah, I mean they played very Cowboys ish. I mean, Scott Linehan might have been called to play. It looked like a very sometimes Scott Linehan was calling the plays,
and you knew what was going to happen.
It was time.
Because when you couldn't run the football, you know, you got second down coming up. You know what they're going to do. They got to throw.
It was times where Goff had Robert Woods wide open in the middle of the field, and he trying to go deep, and he played like he was 25.
I think one thing, too, another thing that you kind of look at Goff, is he out there really reading defenses? I don't think he reading shit.
He was seeing ghosts.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, but he deserved to see them ghosts because they was knocking the hell out of
him. And offensive line was terrible.
Now, I don't know why Tom Brady was seeing ghosts sometimes, because he had better protection than Jared Goff.
Yeah. Because every time you turn around,
he was getting happy. For some reason,
he heard Aaron Donald coming, boy. He heard Aaron Donald coming.
No, they did a pretty good dodge.
Mm-hmm. They did.
If I was a quarterback and I had to be one of them last night, I would have wanted to be Tom Brady, because that line played hella better than anybody against the Rams in the playoffs, bro.
Yep.
Ask Drew Brees. Ask Dak. Ask Zeke. They threw their mouth out. Yeah. So I don't know what the hell Brady was going through.
All right. So you guys think that Sean McVay wasn't totally exposed? Just somewhat exposed. Okay. Okay.
It was more Jared. Now, I want to say this about the Rams. Next year, with Cooper Kupp coming back, they going to be a problem.
Yeah.
They're a real problem.
Y'all think Gronk go? You guys think Gronk going to retire this offseason?
Nope.
Hell no.
The man just won his third ring. Why would he leave?
Well, he rolled a coattails to the first what?
Oh, there we go. That's right. That disrespect. Disrespect grown too. Okay, fine. All right.
One of them, he didn't play.
No. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. Go right on ahead and disrespect.
Won the Atlanta Super Bowl.
Go right on ahead.
When they played the Rams, he didn't play, right?
Okay. All right, sir. Okay.
Just saying. When they played the Falcons,
he didn't play. Who
you want a hug? Because I feel like you need a hug. You need a hug.
No, you said the man won his third Super Bowl, but I say he rolled the coattails of one of them now. Come on now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm going to say I'm gonna say this, too, and I think that, Gene, you posted it, and I thought it was a classy move. Josh Gordon getting a Super Bowl ring, and I thought that was a class move.
He deserved it because he bailed him out against Kansas City.
Yep.
Yep.
The first time.
If he do nothing else,
he's helping win that game.
With this draft, they are going to be loaded.
Oh God,
they are going to be youthful talent. I think they're going to find. They're going to find the next tight end. But they're going to be just fine.
I'm gonna tell you like this. You want to run Gronk. Everybody want to run Gronk off. But when he leave, watch how y'all running game suffer. Because you want to talk about somebody who can set the edge, bro. Yep. The dude,
all right,
block and set the edge. So
that's what they said. That's what they said when Danny Amendola left. That's what they said when
I'm talking about Gronk in the running game, man.
They said, that's what they said when LeGarrette Blount left. That's what they said a ton of shit.
About blocking, man.
We'll be fine on defense. They got 12 draft picks to work with.
That defense is going to be a problem.
They're going to build around that defense and they're going to find themselves a tight end, I guarantee.
He's not talking about defense, Rage. He's talking about Gronk and the run support that he gives. Dwayne Allen don't get run support like that.
He's serviceable, but Gronk is the one. When you got big guys like Dwayne Allen, Gronk, and Devlin,
yep,
right. You can run the football. Now I give him that. Now,
all right, let's roll over to the NBA for a second. Me and Gene was talking about the coach killer, LeBron James, and this whole thing. When Anthony Davis is just killing
me. Ooh, Luke.
And that too. And I don't. First of all, this whole trade thing, fellas, explain this to me. Why are the Lakers, and I get his expiring contract, but why do the Lakers think the Pelicans want Rondo back?
It's not that they want him back. They're going to have to take him.
Lakers are fools for offering up their entire youth core for Anthony Davis. They're absolute fools for doing it. Now, granted, Anthony Davis is. I'm not giving up my entire youth core for that. No,
Gene,
I feel like they're trying to.
Well, you know, he's gonna side with LeBron anyway.
Being unreasonable.
Gene, what you thinking, man?
Well, we talked about it. you know, he's a coach killer. He told his posse at the end of the game, he said, listen, I'm not going to come in. I'm going to let y'all go to the locker room. When he walk in, y'all ambushed. It is what it is. He got to go. You know, it, everywhere he go.
But and LeBron, you got to go for who, though?
Who are they going to pick up if they let Walton go?
All the person I can think of.
They were talking about
Brian Shaw?
When they talking about Derek Fisher? Brian Shaw, Derek Fisher?
Derek Fisher?
Nah, so Derek,
what? Nah, Derek Fisher too busy stealing people girls, man. Exactly. That's gonna steal your girl.
Derek Fisher can't be on my team. I'll beat his ass first.
Oh, did you see what he did to my New York Knicks?
Yeah. Well, he better not do nothing to Savannah.
Listen, if LeBron wanna get another ring, this is what he gotta do. You got to get on the phone with Klay Thompson and say, I need you to come play with me. So he can we can go to stay at the same time. Screw Anthony Davis. You need to start taking pieces. You need Boogie and Klay to come play with you. And they'll win a championship next year. Even if Kevin Durant and Steph Curry stay with the
Well, I believe if they can swindle and work a deal out with Boston and get Kyrie back. I think him and Anthony Davis can get it done. Giving up as much as they've given up. They've given up way too much to get this guy, man.
That's why
you got a week in Golden State. If Golden State, if Klay, KD, and Steph stay together, ain't nobody beating them. So you got to take one of them away. You got to get rid of, got to get break them up, man.
I like Klay Thompson over it with a Laker uniform on, man. I like him anyway. I don't like the rest of them.
You like him better away from Golden State.
I hate him with Golden State.
You like him better away from Golden State. He can go play for anybody.
He can go play for anybody. And that Boobie Cousins, that's crazy. They won 11 straight games.
Can I go on a bit of a mini rant?
Okay.
I hope you ain't been rant on the Golden State Warriors because they just playing within the rules.
No.
They don't cheat like certain other teams.
That's
right, go ahead.
Crazy.
Okay, there you go. Do you want a fucking hug? Cause I totally get it. Like I know you're still butthurt that your Saints got screwed. I get it. I totally get it. Anyway.
Yeah, they had a whole state boycott the Super Bowl. Boy. You know it's bad.
Are you there, Will?
It had a better halftime show than the Super Bowl. SpongeBob.
I've never heard of a whole state boycotting
this shit. I better see Zion.
The whole state. Shit.
If I didn't have to cover it,
I would have boycotted it too, damn it.
I better see Zion Williamson, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving in New York by season opening next in October.
Shit, you get that one up.
Hold on.
Hey, ooh,
gave up. That, they ooh, gave up.
I like that. Fucking, I like that.
They gave up fucking Kristaps Porzingis. Really for a whole lot of nothing. They got draft picks and
hold on. You ain't gonna get on this. You're not gonna get on these airways and disrespect Dennis Smith Jr. That boy got talent. He looks all right.
But right now, Dennis Smith Jr. is not my concern right now. I'm worried. I'm concerned at the fact that they fucking gave away another. Another
because he said he wanted to resign. They had to get rid of him.
Yep,
that's not his fault. I don't blame Kristaps for not wanting to resign with the Knicks.
Blame Dane Dolan.
they didn't put anything around him to make him want to stay.
Because it's James Dolan.
Dolan sucks.
I get it. Yeah, I get Dolan it. And James Dolan.
Y'all got the worst owner in sports, yo.
I absolutely agree with you.
He had the security guard jump on Charles Oakley, bro. Come on, man.
I'm telling you. If I don't see those three in New York by October, I'm going to have a problem.
Well, you're going to have a problem then, because KD is going to stay with Golden State, because he going to tell them it's Draymond and me. They're going to ship Draymond out.
Yep.
So that's one page gone. And Kyrie talking about coming to L.A. to play with LeBron. So there you go. That's two.
And
that's what else you got?
And that's the chance you took in that deal. And that's the chance you took in that deal.
Why would you want to go back to LeBron after he wanted to leave the man?
He apologized to the man, so I guess it's in the air in his way.
Because he sees the he sees the issues that you have when you are a veteran on a team.
When you're the man.
So when you're the man, he sees the pressure and he sees the stress, and he did not think it was going to be like that. That's
everybody,
why he apologized to LeVon.
Everybody is built to be the man. Right?
Kyrie Irving is not, he's not a leader.
Yeah, he's a leader. He just don't want to be the man.
Right.
But that's what he wanted. That's what he
thought he wanted. For.
He wanted to
be the man. Some women, are like that. They be like, I want a good man. And then they get him.
You made that bed. You need to lay in it.
He is until this summer. Then he gonna leave.
But
you say LeBron, you can get LeBron, all the glory, all the blame.
Wanted to leave. That's stupid.
He's a young kid. He didn't think about it.
Yeah, he is young. He is young.
He's a young pup, man.
Yep.
Oh well, look. He's a sellout. Don't do that shit.
Ain't no sellout. How you run your old team? That's sellout.
That's called self evaluation.
Right.
Oh shit.
That's called self evaluation.
I'm looking at the front page of the top of a newspaper in New Orleans. That shit is funny, yo.
All right.
The front page says the Super Bowl. What Super Bowl?
Yep. I saw that earlier.
That's funny.
I can't blame him for that. I can't blame him. I didn't think they was going to, the whole state was going to boycott the Super Bowl. I didn't hear about that plan.
Yeah, whole state boycotted. Whole state boycotted. They had their own little show.
That's what killed the Ravens.
Yep.
I like when newspapers do this. Like, I remember when nobody was elected for the Baseball Hall of Fame, and the front page of the New York Times had nothing on it. Like, that was funny.
Let me go over these.
But the whole state of Louisiana basically killed the Super Bowl rating. The Super Bowl rating was down the lowest of what they say 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
See, the same so good.
Gotta do
because, it. I mean, don't they still have like? Aren't they going to get back Dez Bryant?
I don't know if they're going to sign Dez back or not. They were saying
that was a 1 year deal.
Yeah, I think that was a 1 year deal. I don't know if they're going to sign it back or not. So we have to see how Wade looks like coming off that injury. Real quick, let me go over these NBA scores really, really fast. Kings over the Spurs, 116-101 with 4 minutes and 58 seconds left to go in the fourth. LaMarcus Aldridge is just balling out. He got 22 points, 8 rebounds, and an assist. Turning his fortunes around over there.
For a man that wanted out of San Antonio, he's balling.
He's balling. He's been balling this year.
He forced his way out like Kawhi did. Kawhi said, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Oh, yeah.
LaMarcus just wanted to get out.
Pistons.
I got a question.
Sure.
I got a question. If Kawhi and the Toronto Raptors win a championship this year, do you think he would stay with Toronto? Would Kawhi stay with Toronto if they win a championship?
No, because he don't want to live in Canada.
Right.
He did voice his intentions that he did want to go to L.A., but do you think if he won, he would stay?
Nope.
I think he's going to the Clippers.
He'll take his ring and run to the Clippers.
Really?
Yep.
He don't want to play with LeBron.
Nope.
Okay.
Patriots defeat the Nuggets 129-103, and all the rumors of Blake Griffin wanting to be traded turn out to be false by his camp. So I think that's kind of interesting that the Pistons get to keep
him. Who the hell on him?
I know. Hawks.
Who is Blake Griffin to be saying the want to trade the man?
Hawks.
Well, I didn't heard it all because the night. So Julian Edelman better Antonio Brown.
Hawks defeat the Wizards.
This ain't no.
Hawks defeat.
I'm here. Danny Amendola better than Julio Jones.
Hawks defeat the Wizards 137-129. Bucks defeat the Nets 113-94. Pacers beat the Pelicans 109-107. And the Rockets were victorious yet again, 118-110 over the Suns. James Harden, 44 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists.
At least Amendola got rings. Antonio Brown don't.
So it was Julio Jones' fault they stopped throwing him the ball when y'all they was beating y'all 28-3. Right, okay.
Like I said, at least Amendola got rings.
Oh my goodness. The football season has now come to a close.
No, it's not.
The next thing we're looking. Yes, it has.
You the gotta NFL be a
player.
Football starts next Sunday.
No. NFL football has come to a close.
Football
itself is not done. You still got the legend. You still got the Legends League, which I love, by the way.
My Cowboys don't. We don't got a first round pick.
Nope.
Man, more titties and more fighting.
I'm trying to get one of those. Currently, I'm not gonna say who she is, but I'm trying to get one of them on the show. So.
The Saints have a first round pick?
No.
Them girls be going, man.
No.
Be making my
dick. Well, we know the Browns got a first round pick.
Because we don't have a
first round pick. Oh, well, Gene denounced his fandom to the.
Hey, Gene, Brian. You still there? Gene? Yeah, Gene gone. But yeah.
I told y'all, book it.
We don't have
a first. Browns are going to be winning the AFC North next season. I'm telling y'all.
Oh, the only team they really got to contend with is Pittsburgh.
Yep. Yeah.
That's going. You really went out on a limb right there.
We'll see what Baltimore does.
I think they're going to take a step back.
They might with Lamar. They might with Lamar. You never know. And
I want to commend Jerry Jones for not extending. Jason Garrett contract beyond this year, because if we don't win the Super Bowl, we know he gone. So, yeah. And I want Ray's to be there when that's and, Josh McDaniels become the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys too. So you don't keep winning. No if.
There is no if to that. Cowboys never win Super Bowls. So what?
How can you say we never win the Super Bowl if we got 5 of them?
Yeah, maybe like 20, 30 years ago.
But that don't mean that takes what you said.
20, 30 years ago.
It don't matter. We still got them.
This generation, nah.
Let's say you can say Jason Garrett and them coaches, but either way, you know, the Jason Garrett era is coming to an end, unless the Cowboys win the Super Bowl.
Y'all not excited for the Alliance of American Football? Because I am.
You excited for the XFL in 2022?
You are absolutely right. I am excited for the
XFL. That's the league Tom Brady going to play in when he starts.
If their ticket prices look right, I'll go to
an
XFL game.
I'm mad Augusta ain't got no team. I would have made a comeback if they had a team.
Yeah, Augusta.
I would have made a comeback if they had a team.
What the hell is in Augusta besides us?
Could have had a team in Atlanta.
I would have made me a little comeback. But, you know, that's all good.
Baby steps. You gotta remember, it's baby steps.
I would make me a.
Braid saying it's gonna be expansion. They're gonna have expansion.
Let the league take off.
What are they going to do? Bring the New Jersey Generals back?
No, they should. Look, I'm not saying New Jersey should have a team. I'm saying Texas should have two. Why do they? Wait, they don't even have two. They have three.
There's only three teams in the league. I thought they had way more than that.
That's what I thought.
Three XFL teams. Texas has three of them.
Okay.
Oh, you talking about XFL?
Yeah.
They
might have more than three. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, but why does Texas have three? Like, what? Why?
Because you got Dallas, Houston, and
San Antonio.
San Antonio, yeah.
No, they have Austin. Austin has a team. Mm-hmm. Austin, Texas, Houston, mm-hmm. and Dallas. But still, that doesn't make sense. I get it. The state of Texas is big, but it's like, they don't need three teams.
Well, they don't have enough people to field them teams. Watch.
One in New Orleans.
I think New Orleans is boycotting football for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just hoping they don't have a hangover.
Oh, yeah. Nah, man, I'm looking at
I'm looking at
the Legends Football League right now, and boy, we looking at week one kickoff, 59 days, 21 hours, 48 minutes, and 59 seconds, cuh.
How about where can I watch that at?
First game of the year, going to be Seattle versus Los Angeles. They playing it junk in Ontario, Canada.
Why are they not on TV?
Hold on one
second. Who is in the Legends Football League?
Girls.
Oh, that's the girls one. Okay.
Yeah.
Chicks. Now, this is a chick trying to get into the NFL. I know Ray's got an opinion about that.
No. This is how you know. Nobody can say that I hate women's sports, because I actually like women's football and women's soccer, women's MMA. I'm just saying, I just think
that. What about that chick? What about that safety that's trying to get into the NFL? That's a chick.
That's
going to play for the Patriots.
Come on, man.
Why take Patrick Jones, please?
Look, y'all have a football league. Leave us. Can't we just have ours? Y'all got yours.
She said she was playing the NFL. She was on CNN Sunday.
But then when one of those big-ass 300-pound motherfuckers gore her ass, then she gonna want out.
Now, my thing is, and Rage, we can talk about this on the word if you want to. What you get here on the Speakeasy Network. How the hell we got girls becoming Boy Scouts? What the fuck?
Oh, yes, we should. We need to talk about that shit. Because I'm sick already. That shit is really starting to annoy me, yo.
But yet and still, a boy can't become a Girl Scout.
Hey, I want to be a Girl Scout.
I want to say the Mickey cookies. The Mickey cookies.
That's right.
I'm just like, we can't have nothing for ourselves. The girls always trying to find their way into like our way, shit.
Always, I gotta have some for myself.
Yeah.
Raise, I gotta have.
Girls wanting to. Wanting to play in the NBA. You got the WNBA. It's not our fault that nobody gives a fuck about the WNBA. The WNBA is not a sport. It's not.
It's a sport. It's a sport, but it's just marketed wrong.
I love me some Skylar Diggins, and I love me some Candace Parker, but nobody give a fuck about the WNBA.
It's a sport. It's just marketed completely wrong. It's just marketed completely wrong. Yes, it is. It's just marketing completely wrong.
WNBA is not a sport, just like golf.
All them girls would beat your ass on the court. Tell you that.
They probably could. But at least I could dunk.
They be raining jumpers in your eye. They be raining jumpers in your eye.
Ray, you could dunk some donuts. You can dunk no basketball.
All right.
You ain't dunking.
Was that a
fact? No, that's an elevation joke. That ain't a fat joke. You ain't dunking the basketball, bro.
Ray's dunking.
That's nice.
I need to see video evidence. You dunking.
That's all right. Stay classy.
Rage up, but like Rage said, up and dunking the goal of Chuck E. Cheese.
I can dunk a basketball, but half the chicks in the WNBA can't even dunk a ball.
So you can. Oh.
Even half them. More like
two-thirds. See that. All-star weekend, Rage. I need footage dunking.
Exactly.
What you want to
put is
on All-Star Weekend, I'll do it.
All-Star Weekend.
I want to see video evidence. That
we want video evidence.
We want video evidence. I'll put it on my page. Right. I'll put it on my page. Right. How about that?
I'll go find me a little Tex hoop and we'll do a dunking contest.
You know what I say with another little Tex hoop? Nah, cuz. My son can dunk on a little
Tex. It got to be regulation 10 feet, too.
My son can dunk on a little kid goal. Nah, man.
Agree to that.
I'll find me
a hoop that's suitable for me, and we'll have a dunking contest.
That's suitable for you. No, it got to be regulation.
Regulation. I need it for me.
I need it for me.
That's shenanigans.
Look, three foot goal. Every time he doing something,
I can pull off a nice little windmill 360.
On a
I can do it.
Goal, on a little on a baby
five
goal.
Foot.
At least I can do it.
but yeah, still you pick on the ladies, but you can't dunk on a 10 foot regulation goal.
I'll Vince Carter y'all asses. Don't play with me.
Oh no, he didn't say he Vince Carter. Oh, the disrespect to
Vince Carter y'all asses.
The disrespect to Vince Carter. Oh God, that's not Vince Carter. You one of the all time great dunkers, and this man just disrespected you. I'm sorry, Chris.
I'm sorry, Vince Carter. That was paying homage to Vince Carter.
I'm sorry, Vince Carter. Rage over time he can dunk better than you. I'm sorry, Vince.
I didn't say I could dunk better than him. I said I'm paying homage to Vince Carter.
What,
dunking on a baby goal? Okay.
Oh, so what?
I'm done for the night.
All right,
I'm
fella.
Done.
Oh, man, it's been one heck of a show. I want to thank Gene for coming on. I want to thank Rage for coming on. I want to thank Tony C for coming on. Oh, my.
You thought I wasn't going to come on here? And y'all could promptly kiss my ass?
You called me last night.
Ring, baby.
You called me after the show last night, sir.
Goddamn right I did. Like, when the fuck can I go in here?
Oh, man. Don't forget, you guys can head on over to rantmradio.com and check out our pre and post shows for the Super Bowl. Definitely go ahead and check that out. Also, don't forget, we come back to you tomorrow night with a whole new night of programming. We got the Shining Wizards tomorrow at 7 p.m. Tony, see you guys back tomorrow night? Are you coming on?
Yeah, we back tomorrow night, 9 p.m. We're going head-to-head with State of the Union, man. We're going to get a State of the Rent Union around here.
Y'all going to beat the hell out of that State of the Union. Fuck 45.
Exactly.
Then we're gonna have I believe it's gonna be on Friday night. We're gonna have an all new episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9 p.m. Eastern. Should be episode 291 with Phil Ray and Choppy. Poor Phil Ray. Gotta go through all that stuff with the Knicks. Poor Phil. All right, and then it'll be this.
Ray Sue, he's a Knicks fan.
Yep.
I'm not in mourning over the Knicks. Not right now, no.
You hoping Kevin Durant come to your feelings is gonna be hurt
during the summer. We'll talk about that during the summer.
My thing is, why would anybody want to go to the Knicks with Dolan running the team?
Exactly.
Can we pull together and fucking buy the Knicks?
James Dolan, man.
I got a group of Jones, man, but God, dog.
Everybody get $20.
I got a group of 100 people. Could we buy the Knicks?
Don't start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, GoFundMe to buy the Knicks.
Ain't like he give a shit. He don't even care about his own hockey team, yo. He don't.
That's your squad, man.
That's your squad, dude. That's what you got to deal with, man. Some of the worst some of the worst contracts in sports go through the Knicks, boy. Allen Houston.
Eddie Curry.
Damn.
Morris Stoudemire.
Yeah. Another bad one. Another bad one. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you only got what? In recent
people talk trash about being a Dallas Cowboys fan, but at least there ain't no New York Knicks fan.
Yeah.
What you want about the Cowboys?
I still can't get out of my head. Knicks, I still can't get out of my head how many times Charles Smith had that chance to beat us and he couldn't get it done. Right at the goal. All right. that's going to do it for me. I want to thank everybody for being here. I want to thank everybody for being here. We'll be back once again Monday, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right here, Rant and Radio, for the next episode of the Sports Report. I'll see you guys then. Everybody, take care. Have a great night.
Six times!